今天早上在薄饼聚会的时候哈，有一个姊妹祷告说，纪念到很多咳嗽的声音，还有很多沙哑的声音。
This morning, one of the sisters prayed during the worship time, saying that may the Lord bless those who are coughing and has hoarse voices.
我想这个姊妹是不是在说我啊
？I thought this sister was talking about me.
这个礼拜在家里生病了好几天。
For this past week, I was sick for several days.
感谢主呢，让我仍然能够好到一个程度，又可以来聚会。
But I thank the Lord that I recovered enough to come to the meeting.
刚才播饼以后呢，我姊妹跟我讲说，她说你咳嗽了四次。
My wife told me after the worship time that you had coughed four times.
我就觉得，哎呀，我真幸福哈，连咳嗽的时候还有人帮我算。
And I thought I'm so lucky, even when I'm coughing, someone's counting it for me.
昨天下午我们有39位弟兄们一起有一个弟兄的聚会。
Yesterday afternoon, we had 39 brothers gathered together for a meeting.
我们聚了一个最长的会啊。
That was the longest meeting.
我们从1点钟聚到5点。
We started at 1 p.m. and we finished at 5 p.m.
但是好像没有人觉得太长的。
But no one thought it was long.
我们感谢主给我们有39位弟兄愿意聚集在一起，一同来思考这个神在夫妻生活上给我们的带领。
We thank the Lord that He had given us 39 brothers who are willing to sit down together and meditate upon what's the Lord's leading in our family life.
虽然39个弟兄不算多哈。
Even though 39 is not a great number.
但是如果主能够恩待这39个家庭，那是一件不得了的事情。
But if the Lord can raise up 39 families, then that's a great event.
但愿主昨天下午对我们众人所说的一些话语
，He had given us a message to all of us.
能够在新的一年里面影响这39位弟兄。
May that message affect all those 39 brothers.
也对那些没有机会能够来参加的，我也觉得非常的可惜。
And I also feel sorry for those who want to attend but couldn't come.
教会的聚会呢，你就不知道哪一次。聚会是主对我们说话的。
You never know which one is the meeting that the Lord will speak.
每一次聚会主都有他的心意。
For every meeting, the Lord has a desire.
所以昨天没有办法来参加聚会的，我觉得是非常的可惜。
And for those who couldn't attend, opportunity was lost.
今天有很多人生病不能来聚会。
And today there are many who are sick who couldn't come to the meeting.
今天有很多人很难得能够来聚会。
But also there are ones that who couldn't attend usually are here today.
所以今天是一个比较特别的一个聚集。
So we have a special gathering today.
我们先读一点主的话。
Let's read the Lord's words first.
我们读约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章，我们要读13节到17节。
John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
我来读就好了。
I'll read for you.
约翰福音第二章第13节，犹大人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见殿里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店里，倒出兑换银钱之人的银子，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。当他的门徒想起经上记着说，我为你们的店心里焦急，如同火烧。
John chapter 2, verse 13. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of courts and drove all of them from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get this out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" His disciples remember that it is written, zeal for your house will consume me.
马太福音第二十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 12.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，对他们说，经上记得说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
Matthew 21:12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were buying and selling there. He overturned their tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
在约翰福音里面记载主洁净圣殿是他在开始侍奉的时候所做的一件事。
In John chapter 2, it recorded the event that Jesus did in the beginning of his ministry.
在马太福音里面这里记载的是主在快要结束他侍奉的时候所做的一件事。
In Matthew, you record an event that happened at the end of his ministry.
所以主耶稣洁净圣殿一共有两次。
So twice he had cleansed the temple area.
第一次在约翰福音里面记载。
The first time it was in the Gospel of John.
而第二次的在马太、马可、路加福音都有记载。
And the second time was recorded in the book of Matthew and Mark and Luke as well.
好，那我们再读。何西阿书第十章。
We'll then read Hosea chapter 10.
第十章，我们读第一节和第二节。
Hosea chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
以色列是茂盛的葡萄树，结果繁多，果子越多就越增添祭坛，地土越肥美就越造美丽的柱像。他们心怀恶意，现今要定为有罪，耶和华必拆毁他们的祭坛，毁坏他们的柱像。
Verse 1, Israel was a spreading vine. He brought forth fruit for himself. As his fruit increased, he built more altars. As his land prospered, he adorned his sacred stones. Their heart is deceitful, and now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will demolish their altars and destroy their sacred stones.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三节。
Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇第二十三节。
Psalm 139, verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面还有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Psalm 139:23.Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting.
最后我们读马拉基书第三章。
And lastly, Malachi, chapter 3.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
马拉基书第三章。第一节，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到，他来的日子谁能担当得起呢？ 他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们再把下面的时间仰望给我们的恩主。
Lord, we come in the following time into our gracious Lord.
因为我们再一次在主的面前承认我们人的有限。
Once more, we confess that we are limited.
如果不是圣灵在我们中间来引导，就没有人能够进入你的话。
If not through the Holy Spirit's leading, none of us can enter into your word.
因此，我们在这里求圣灵在我们中间运行。
Therefore, we ask your Holy Spirit to work among us.
让我们不但能够明白主的话，我们可以进入主的话。
So not only we can understand your word, but also to enter into your word.
我们感谢你，因为你是信实的。
We thank you for you are faithful.
因为你要带领我们走我们前面的道路。
For you will lead us in the way of everlasting.
我们就这样的来依靠我们的主。
In such a way, we will rely on you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 今天早晨我们要来看主耶稣洁净圣殿这一件事。
This morning, we want to see how Christ cleansed his temple.
我们刚才讲过，我们的主在他的地上服事的时候，有两次来洁净圣殿。
Earlier we mentioned that twice he had cleansed his temple while during his ministry on earth.
头一次是在他刚出来侍奉的时候。
The first time was in the beginning of his ministry.
所以我们可以说他出来侍奉一开始他就洁净了圣殿。
So in the very first event, the very first thing he did in his ministry was to clean the temple.
然后到他服事的最后的一段时间。
And toward the very end of his ministry,
他又回到耶路撒冷。
To return to Jerusalem.
他又一次洁净圣殿。
And once more he cleaned his temple.
虽然他在这两次里面所做的事是非常的相似。
Even though what he did was similar in those two times.
但是他所说的话有一点不同。
But what he said was a little bit different.
头一次他说不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
The first time he said, How dare you turn my father's house into a market?
第二次他说你们不要把这个祷告的殿当作贼窝。
The second time he said, Do not turn the house of prayer into a den of robbers.
因此我们今天再花一点时间来思想这一件事。
Today we will use a little bit of time to consider these two events.
这个事情是发生在逾越节的时候。
The first time it happened during Passover.
在以色列人的这个传统的里面，逾越节是他们相当重要的一个节日。
In the Jewish tradition, Passover is an important holiday.
按照旧约的规定，所有的男丁都要到神所指定的地方来朝见神。
By their regulations, all of the male have to go to certain places to worship God.
在主耶稣那个时候，
In the time of Jesus Christ,
根据历史学家的统计，
By the estimate of scholars,
在那个时候，在逾越节的时候，耶路撒冷可以聚集到270万人这么多。
In their estimation, during Christ's time, approximately 2.7 million of people were entering into Jerusalem.
不但在以色列全地，那个男丁要聚集在一起。
Not only all the men will gather from all over Israel into Jerusalem.
甚至有些住在外国的人。
Even those who live outside of Israel.
在小亚细亚的。
In the, Asia Minor.
他们都有人回到耶路撒冷。
They will all return to Jerusalem.
在这个时间呢，是以色列人三个最重要的节日之一。
This is one of their three important holidays.
在旧约的规定里面呢，又有一个特别的规定。
And there's another special regulation from the Old Testament.
就是神说你们来到耶路撒冷，不可以空手的来朝见我。
And that is, not only, when you come to Jerusalem, you cannot come empty-handed.
你们个人要按着自己的力量，照神所赐给的福分来奉献礼物。
according to their abilities and according to their wealth, they shall bring something.
所以以色列人要按照他们个人的这个能力。
So by their abilities.
能力够的人献上一尊牛。
If you are wealthy, you will bring a cattle.
能力中等的人呢，献上一只羊。
The next will bring a sheep.
能力不足的人呢，也要献上一只鸽子。
And the ones who are poor will bring a dove.
因此那个时候从各地来的犹太人回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们总要带一样东西，不是牛就是羊，最起码也要带一只鸽子。
So for every Israelite who returned to Jerusalem, they will bring either a cattle or a sheep or a dove.
所以你们可以想象，在那个时候，在耶路撒冷的城里面是何等热闹的一个光景。
You can imagine how crowded it is in Jerusalem at that time.
当时候的圣殿也是希律王改建过的一个圣殿。
The temple at that time was rebuilt.
那个圣殿是相当的大的。
It was a big temple.
它的外院又分成好几层。
The outer courts were separated into many layers.
它有一层是为祭司的。
The innermost layer is for the priest.
然后呢，是为以色列人的男人的。
Then the next for the male of Israelites.
然后是为以色列人的女眷的。
Then for the woman of Israelites.
然后最外面呢，还有一个院是为了外邦人和孩子们的。
And the outermost layer are for Gentiles and for the children.
所以那是一个相当大的一个圣殿。
So the temple covered a great area.
这就是主耶稣在约翰福音第二章里面所进入的那个圣殿。
And that was a temple that Jesus entered in John chapter 2.
当时候有圣经里面还有一个规定，
There's another regulation in the Bible.
就是所献的这些祭牲哈，牛、羊和鸽子都不能有残疾的。
It says that for the cattle and sheep and the dove that was brought before the Lord, they need to be perfect.
这就有点麻烦了。
That's a little bit difficult.
如果你老远从你的家乡带了一只羊
，If you bring a sheep all the way here.
那到了耶路撒冷
，By the time you arrive Jerusalem，
然后祭司说呢，你这只羊不合格。
And the priest said your sheep is not good enough。
那你怎么办呢
？Then what do you do？
这是很麻烦的一件事。
It's a troublesome matter。
特别有的人从外国来的
，Especially those come from the Gentile country。
那你从外国来要旅行很长的时间呢
？For them to come from the foreign country, it took a long time to travel。
那你如果主给你的祝福很多，你得带一只牛啊。
If the Lord had blessed you greatly and you brought the cattle,
这带一只牛，长久旅行是非常辛苦的。
It is hard to bring a cattle all the way to Jerusalem.
所以以色列人他们呢是非常聪明的。
And you know the Israelites are very smart.
所以他们就想了一个办法。
So here is what they did.
既然所有的这个牛羊鸽子都要经过祭司检查
，Since all the cattle and sheep and dove need to be checked by the priest,
为什么我们不养一些牛羊鸽子呢？先给祭司检查过了以后
，Why don't we raise some cattle, sheep, and doves and let them check by the priest first？
有一些人他们就专门养了一些牛羊鸽子。
So there are some whose profession was to raise cattle, sheep, and doves。
然后呢，都被祭司检查过了。
And all those have been checked already by the priest。
这些都是合格的牛羊鸽子。
They are all qualified。
你要是买我的牛羊鸽子，保证。能够通过祭司的检查。
It says, if you purchase a cattle from me, I guarantee you it will qualify.
这就给以色列人带来很多的方便。
So this is a great convenience to the Israelites.
因此他们就到这些地方来买牛羊鸽子。
So they will come to Jerusalem and bought the cattle there.
他们不需要带牛羊鸽子来。
They didn't have to bring the cattle from their home country.
他们买的牛羊鸽子也保证能够通过祭司的检查。
And in addition, the cattle, sheep, and dove are already qualified and checked by the priest.
那他们还有一个难处。
But in addition,
他们从外地来的人呢、啊，他们身上的钱呢、啊，需要换成当地的钱。
Especially those who come from the foreign country, their currency need to be changed.
所以呢，才能够买用那个钱来买。在耶路撒冷来买牛羊鸽子。
Then use the local currency, they can purchase the cattle, sheep, and doves.
当然，犹太人非常聪明，就有人起来做这个换钱的人。
So there were businessmen who become money changers.
那有的人觉得这还不够方便哈。
And some even think this is not convenient enough.
我们老远从外地来。
We come all the way from the foreign country.
到了耶路撒冷，我们买先到一个地方先换钱。
We go to one place to exchange money.
然后换了钱以后，到另外地方呢去买牛买羊。
Then we have to go to a different place to purchase the cattle, sheep, and doves.
买了牛羊了以后呢，我还要把这个牛羊要带到那个圣殿里面去。
And after I purchased the cattle, I still need to brought it into the temple.
这个也不很方便啊。
This is not convenient enough.
牛羊还可以牵，那鸽子怎么带？
The cattle and sheep can be led, but how about the dove?
它得装在一个笼子里面。
You have to put it in a cage.
所以他们又动脑筋了。
So they thought.
那这样子的话呢，把那个牛羊呢就摆在那个圣殿的里面。
How about we took the cattle and sheep and place it in the temple?
那这样子呢，我们就不用亲自把那个牛带到圣殿里面。
So we didn't even have to bring the cattle and sheep to the temple.
这样把兑换银钱的人也搬到圣殿里面。
How about we take those money changers and put them in the temple?
就不要跑两个地方。
Then we don't have to go to two different places.
我们反正是要到圣殿里面去的。
We are all going to the temple at the very last anyway.
我们到圣殿一次，全部的事情都办完了。
This way, we just go to a temple and everything can be taken care of there.
在那里交了那个钱。
There, we'll exchange our money.
买了我的羊。
We'll buy the sheep there.
这边祭司呢，就把那个羊直接拿到那个祭台上去了。
And the priest will take the sheep directly onto the altar.
我连手都不用碰到那个羊。
I don't even have to touch that sheep.
这实在是很好的一个计划哈。
This is a great plan.
因此他们就这样行了。
And that's what they did.
每年每年他们都这样行。
Every year, that is what they did.
所以圣殿的那个外面里面呢，满了都是牛羊鸽子。
So the outer court of the temple was filled with cattle, sheep, and doves.
那以色列人呢，就来带他们各地带来的钱呢，就在那里换耶路撒冷的钱。
And all the Israelites coming from different places are exchanging their money there as well.
然后换好了钱呢，那祭司呢就把他们所买的那个牲畜呢拿去献。
And with that money, they purchased the cattle, and that was brought to the altar.
这个圣殿呢，一年一年都是这样。
And year after year, that was what they did.
这么多人进了圣殿以后呢，有没有一个人觉得有什么不好？
Many, many had came to the temple, and none objected to this marketplace.
以色列人觉得这很好。
They thought it was good.
这解决他们许多的问题。
It solved many of their problems.
他们只要到圣殿，他们所有的事情都能得到解决。
When they come to the temple, all those things are taken care of.
那个商人觉得也很好。
The business people, they think that's a good idea.
他就坐在圣殿的里面。
All they had to do was sit in the temple.
那这个生意呢是不断的。
And the business just keep coming by itself.
这个卖牛卖羊的人也觉得很好。
The one who sold the sheep and the cattle.
因为他们所有在这里饲养的牛羊鸽子都能够卖掉。
They thought it was a good idea because it's a guaranteed sale of their cattle and sheep.
祭司也觉得很好。
The priests, they also thought it was good.
因为这里面每一只牛羊都要经过他们同意的。
For every cattle and sheep need to be examined by them.
所以呢，他们已经事先检查过了。
And all the cattle and sheep already pre-examined.
也不需要告诉犹太人说你这只羊不可以。
They saved the trouble to tell the Israelites your sheep is not good enough.
所以没有人觉得不好。
So all thought it was good.
信徒都是这样做的。
That's what all the believers did.
直到有一天主耶稣进到圣殿。
Until that one day when Jesus came to the court.
不但主耶稣觉得不好。
Not only he thought it was not a good idea.
我们就发现我们主耶稣发怒了。
And we saw that he was angry.
在圣经里面很少见到主耶稣发怒的。
In the Bible, we do not see it often that Jesus was angry.
我们的主在十字架上被人钉死的时候，他都没有发怒。
When he was nailed on the cross, he was not angry.
如果一个人被人钉死的时候都没有发怒，这个人怎么可能发怒呢？
If a person on his dying cross, he did not flare up his temper,How can he be angry anywhere else?
如果有一个人你吐唾沫在他的脸上，他都没有发怒，这个人有可能发怒吗？
If that someone can hold his temper, even someone spit on his face, does this person have a temper?
但是我们的主耶稣发怒了。
But that moment, he was angry.
他不但发怒了，他还生了很大的一个气。
Not only he was angry, he was very angry.
所以我们主呢，他就用绳子就做了一个辫子。
And he made a whip out of cords.
弟兄姊妹，如果是你
Brother and sister, if it was you,
你到了那个圣殿里面这么多牛羊鸽子,
you come to the temple and there are so many cattle, sheep, and doves.
这么多换银钱的人,
there are many money exchangers.
你要把他们赶出去啊,
and you want to drive all of them out.
你要怎么赶呢?
What are you going to do?
我觉得我们主耶稣很智慧的,
and I think our Lord, he is full of wisdom.
他拿了绳子做了一个鞭子,
he took a whip out of cords.
他先把牛羊赶出去,
first, he drove out the sheep and the cattle.
这个牛羊就是这样子, 牛羊是跟着群众跑的, 有一只羊跑呢, 其他就跑。
And you know that's how cattle and sheep are. If one of them going, all the rest will follow.
所以主耶稣拿那个牛羊就, 拿那个绳子把牛羊就赶。
So he drove the cattle and sheep.
所以那个牛羊就跑出去了。
And the cattle and sheep left the temple.
这个牛羊一跑呢, 那个养牛的人就跑了。
And when the cattle and sheep left, the people who sold them also followed them.
这个养牛的人也没有办法来跟主耶稣来争论, 因为他的羊牛都跑掉了。
They did not have time to fight with Jesus because they had to chase after their own cattle.
他们就一起, 他们也出去了,
so those people ran after their cattle and sheep.
然后呢,是剩下这些对银钱的人,
then the money exchangers.
主耶稣没有对, 没有跟他们讲什么,
Jesus did not talk to them.
主耶稣把他们的桌子推翻了,
but simply turned over their tables.
他们的钱就撒在地上,
and their money scattered over the place.
而这些兑换银钱的人开始到处找他们的钱。
And you know those money changers, they start to look for after
their money. 他们也没有时间来跟主耶稣争论。
They did not have time to argue with Jesus.
而最后剩下的鸽子了。
Then lastly, the doves.
那鸽子不好赶。
They cannot be driven out.
所以主耶稣就跟他们说, 把这些东西拿出去。
And this is what he said, get this out of here.
因为牛羊也都不在了。
The sheep and the cattle are gone.
兑换银钱的人也不在那里了,
the money changers, they are gone.
所以卖鸽子的人也没有意义留在那个地方。
And lastly, the people who sold doves, there was no more business there.
就把那个圣殿里面这些牛羊鸽子和换银钱的人都赶出去了。
And that was how he cleaned the temple court.
主耶稣就说了一句话,
and this is what he said.
他说你们不要把我父的殿做一个买卖的地方。
Said, do not turn my father's house into a market.
那我们主耶稣第二次在他, 服事结束的时候, 他又洁净圣殿。
And the second time when he cleaned the temple,
他所做的事情是类似的。
What he did was similar.
但是他所说的话不一样。
But what he said was different.
我想那个时候以色列的光景可能也不一样。
I think maybe the condition of the Israelite had changed.
他说你们把我父的殿当做一个贼窝了。
It says, you had turned my father's house into a den of robbers.
我想我们要来进一步的来思考。
I think we need to think this deeply.
刚才我们把这个事实, 稍微讲了一下。
Earlier we described what happened.
我们现在要来进一步的思考, 在这个里面它的意义是什么。
Now we need to understand what's the meaning of this event.
它对我们今天, 它在我们身上的应用是什么。
How can we apply this to our lives?
首先我们来想到, 这一件, 主耶稣洁净圣殿的事, 是在四本福音书里面都记载的。
First, we notice that this event was recorded in all four Gospels.
我想这是一件相当重要的事。
I believe this is an important event.
所以四本福音书的作者都没有漏掉这件事。
That's why the authors of all four Gospels recorded.
每一位都把它忠实地记载下来。
It was recorded in detail in all four Gospels.
我们相信我们的主既然从洁净圣殿来开始他的服事,又以洁净圣殿来结束他的服事。
If our Lord has started his ministry with cleaning of the temple and finished it with cleaning of the temple,
洁净圣殿必然在主耶稣心里面有一个极为重要的一个地位。
That you know cleaning of the temple holds an important place in Jesus' heart.
以色列人从来没有真正的认识这一件事。
The Israelites had never truly understood this.
因此他们也不认识弥赛亚。
And therefore they did not know Messiah.
以色列人总认为弥赛亚来了是要来解决以色列人那个政治上软弱的问题。
From the Israelites' point of view, they thought Messiah's function was to solve their political problems.
他们认为弥赛亚来是要解决以色列人在罗马人的统治下受压迫的这个问题。
They thought Messiah was to free them from the rule of the Romans.
但是实际上弥赛亚来是要解决以色列人不洁净的问题。
But in reality, Messiah is here to solve the problem of uncleanness in their heart.
弥赛亚来不是解决罗马人的问题。
He is not here to solve the problem of the Romans.
因此犹太人从来不认识以赛弥赛亚来的目的。
Therefore, the Israelites had never truly understood the purpose of Messiah's coming.
虽然在罗马人的统治下是一个问题。
True, it is a problem when they are under the rule of the Roman.
但可那不是问题的真实的原因。
But that is not the root of the problem.
那真实的、真正的问题呢，乃是以色列人心中的不洁净。
The real problem is within the filth that's in their heart.
所以那个问题不是他们外面的软弱。
It is not the weakness that's outwardly.
真正的问题，他们心中的不洁净。
But it is the uncleanness that's in their heart that's the root of all problems.
这也能够应用在我们今天的身上。
This can be applied to our daily life.
今天我们常常在主的面前有一个这样的一个想法。
Today we often have this thought before the Lord.
我们觉得我们今天的问题是软弱。
We thought our problem is that we are weak.
因为很多事情我们知道了，我们却很难做到。
Because many things we know what to do, and we know what we should do, but we couldn't do it.
因此呢，一定是我们软弱的问题。
Therefore we are weak.
因此我们觉得我们所需要的就是能力。
We feel we need abilities.
因为我们是软弱的人，所以我们需要能力。
Because we are weak, we need strength.
不错，软弱是一个问题。
Indeed, weakness is our problem.
但是在软弱的背后还有一个更深的问题。
But behind that weakness, there's a deeper problem.
那更深的问题呢，是不洁净。
And that deeper problem is within the uncleanness.
如果那个不洁净的问题不能解决的话
If that's not solved,
那个软弱也不能解决的。
And that weakness will not be taken away.
以色列人不明白这件事。
The Israelites did not understand that.
他们就拒绝了主耶稣。
They rejected Jesus.
因为耶稣来呢是要解决他们的不洁净的问题。
Because Jesus came to take away their filth.
那到底以色列人的不洁净在什么地方呢？
How are they not clean?
当然我们读旧约的时候，我们看到很多很多他们所做不讨神喜悦的事。
Indeed, in the Old Testament time, we saw that they did many things that did not please the Lord.
因此我们要数说他们的不洁净，我们好像数说不完。
It is as indeed that if we want to count the ways that are unclean, there are too many.
但是先知何西阿把以色列人的这个问题总结在一节圣经的里面。
But Hosea, he summarized the uncleanness in this way.
他说以色列人啊，你们心怀恶意。
It says,Israelites, your heart is deceitful.
Your heart is divided.
It's divided.
我想这一个结论呢，把以色列的软弱把它总结起来了。
I think that summarizes the Israelites' weakness.
就是他们的心怀两个意思。
It is that their heart is not devoted, it's divided.
因此他们有许许多多的不洁净的行为。
Therefore, they have many behavior that's not unclean.
那些都是因为他们的心怀两个意思。
But it is because their heart is divided.
好，我们从这个圣经的事来看，为什么他们的心怀二意呢？
Let's look into the Bible, see how their heart is divided.
以色列人一方面，他们希望遵守摩西的律法。
On one hand, the Israelites want to obey the laws of Moses.
如果他们不是愿意遵守摩西的律法，他们就不愿意，就不需要守逾越节。
If they did not want to obey the laws of Moses, they wouldn't have observed Passover.
他们之所以仍然来守逾越节，他们的心里面实在有一个心愿，要来遵守摩西的律法。
Since they are still observing Passover, you know, in their heart, they still want to follow the laws of Moses.
但是他们心里面还有另外一个意愿。
Yet, in their heart, there's a second desire.
这个另外一个意愿呢，就是能够满足他们自己的需要和方便。
And that second desire is to satisfy their own needs and their own convenience.
因为他们的心有这两个意思。
Because they have two desires in their heart.
一方面要满足神的要求。
On one hand, they want to fulfill God's requirement.
一方面要满足自己的需要。
But on the other hand, they want to satisfy their own desire.
这两方面他们都不肯放弃。
And they are not willing to let go either one of them.
因此那个结果呢，就是牛羊鸽子在圣殿的里面。
As a result, the sheep and cattle and doves were brought into God's temple.
那个结果就是兑换一切的人在圣殿的里面。
And that result is to bring the money changers into God's temple.
因为神的需要，他们觉得已经满足了。
For that, in that, they think they satisfy God's requirement.
然而他们觉得对自己的需要，这也满足了。
And on the other hand, they satisfy their own desire.
他们绝对没有想到。
But little do they think.
当他们想把这两个需要合在一起的时候
，When they want to combine those two desires together,
他们完全不能够达到神的需要。
It does not fulfill God's requirement.
他们所献上的是神所震怒的。
What they offered to God was not pleasing to Him.
不但是神所不喜悦的，是神所厌恶的。
Not only is not desirable to God, but it incur His wrath.
按照旧约里面。神原来跟以色列人讲的是你们要从你们的牛群和羊群里面来带一只给我。
What God required from them in the Old Testament is to bring something from their own cattle.
所以这个羊或这只牛是以色列人自己所饲养的。
It is something from their own herd that they had tended to.
如果你要饲养这样的一只羊或一只牛
If you want to raise such a sheep, such a cattle,
那你要花多少的时间呢
How much energy you had to devote to it?
你从这个羊生下来的时候
From the moment the sheep was born,
一直到它能够长大到一个程度能够献给神的时候
Until the point she had grown up and
这有多么长一段的时间呢
Many years had to pass by.
你要花你的时间和你的精神来饲养这只羊
You had to spend your time and energy to raise such a sheep.
你要照顾这只羊。
You will take care of the sheep.
这只羊如果生病了怎么办呢
If this sheep is sick, what are you going to do?
你也要照顾它。
You need to take care of it.
万一这只羊有一天有了残疾呢
If this sheep is defective in any way.
所以你要养好几只羊。
So you need to raise several of them.
你甚至要养五六只羊。
Five, six.
或许呢，有一只呢，长到那个一岁的时候是没有残疾的。
Maybe out of five or six, one of them will grow out to be perfect.
所以你要这样的辛苦的来养那养一群羊。
So with such a thought, you will raise a group of sheep.
然后呢，到了逾越节的时候
，Until the day of a Passover,
你在你养的那一群羊里面找到一只最没有残疾的。
You will bring the one that's the best among all.
最好的那一只。
The best of them.
然后你把这一只羊带到圣殿里面去。
Then you will bring her to the temple.
你把这一只羊给祭司来查看。
And she will be checked by the priest.
你心里面还是满了这个担心，怕这只羊不能够通过。
And your heart you were full of worry because you don't know if the sheep will pass.
难道祭司说这只羊可以了
？And once it's approved,
你的心里充满了感谢。
Then you are full of thanksgiving.
竟然有一只羊能够。被祭司接受，能够献给神啊
！I have one sheep that's good enough to be given to the Lord to offer.
然后，当祭司把这一只你所饲养了一年的这只羊
，and that sheep who you have raised for one year，
来献给神的时候
，when she is being offered to God，
你的心里面充满了感谢
，you are full of thanksgiving。
你说哇，我这个人算什么呢
？You say who am I？
我能够这样的来奉献。
Who am I can give in such a way to the Lord?
因为我所有的都是从神来的。
For all that I have come from Him.
我不过是把主所给我的来献给你啊。
I'm only giving Him what He has given to me.
当我们这样的感恩在主的面前的时候
，When we have such a thanksgiving heart before the Lord.
这叫做敬拜。
That is worship.
这是神的需要。
That's what God desires.
神所需要的乃是以色列人的真实的敬拜。
What God desires is the true worship from the Israelites.
而这个敬拜不是在那一天在圣殿逾越节那一天才开始的。
That worship did not start on the day of Passover.
这个敬拜乃是你那一天那个小羊生出来那一天这个敬拜就开始了。
But that worship started the day when the lamb was born.
当你在饲养那只羊的过程里面每一天你都在敬拜神。
In every single day that you raise that lamb,
因为你知道
you are worshiping God.
这个羊的目的乃是要为献给神的。
For you know the purpose of raising this lamb is to be offered to God.
所以在这一年的里面，或许在几个月的里面，你每一天都活在这个敬拜的当中。
And in that one year, you will live in that worship daily.
一直等到那天进到了圣殿。
Until that day when you enter into the temple.
那是你这一年敬拜的那个最高点。
And you have reached the summit of your worship.
你想到在这一年的里面，神怎么样恩待你？
You thought about in that past year how the Lord had treated you with grace.
如果神不能够没有恩待我们的话，我们一只羊也养不大的。
If the Lord did not treat us with grace, we cannot raise even one single sheep.
今天我不但能够养出一只羊，我养出一群羊来。
Today, not only I raise one lamb, but I raise a group of them.
而这羊里面竟然也有一只能够达到这样的一个完全的地步。
And one of them is deemed to be perfect to be offered.
被祭司所接纳了。
To be accepted by the priest.
因此我们心里面充满了感激。
And therefore, the heart is full of thanksgiving.
这是神的需要。
This is what God desires.
因此当在约翰福音那里面的时候，虽然有许许多多的羊，许许多多的牛，许许多多的鸽子，但没有一只是神所要的。
So even though in the Gospel of John, you record that there are many sheep and doves and cattle in the temple, but none of them, not even one of them, was desired by the Lord.
因为神所要的不是那个羊。
Because it's not the sheep that he desires.
神所要的乃是我们在他面前那个敬拜的心。
But what he desires is a worshipful heart from us.
当以色列人把这些事情简化以后。
When the Israelites had simplified this whole procedure,
没有一个人需要真实的敬拜。
None of them entered into true worship.
他们不需要任何的预备。
They did not have to prepare in any way.
他们也不要来饲养那个羊。
They did not have to raise the lamb.
他也不需要花一年的功夫。
They did not have to spend that time through the year.
他只要到了月节那一天，他到圣殿就好了。
They simply come to the temple on the day of the Passover.
什么都不需要带。
They did not bring anything.
他只要带钱就可以了。
But to bring their own money.
这不是我们神所要的敬拜。
This is not the worship that our Lord desires.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是今天基督教落到的一个光景。
Today, this is our condition.
今天的基督教。
Today, in Christianity.
我们只要去做礼拜就可以了。
We come to Sunday worship.
你也不需要祷告。
You did not pray.
甚至你想祷告也不可以的。
Even if you want to pray, you are not allowed.
有人替你做一切的事。
All is done for you.
有人讲信息给你听。
One will feed you the message.
所有的服事都有人做了。
All the ministries were done by others.
你只要来就可以了。
You only have to come.
但是不要忘记一件事。
But do not forget.
你必须要带钱的。
You had to bring your money.
你要是不带钱就不行。
If you didn't bring your money, that's not good enough.
没有钱哪里买那些牛羊鸽子啊？
If you didn't bring money, how do you purchase the cattle, sheep, and doves?
所有的敬拜，所有侍奉，到最后就总结变成钱。
All the worship it comes down to money.
这是神所厌恶的一件事。
This is detestable to God.
这件事可以应用在我们生活上每一件事情。
This can be applied to every single event in our life.
我们常常聚集在一起读经。
Often we gather together to study the Bible.
但每一次我们读经的时候，我们都应当有一个责任要来分享。
When we come to the Bible study, we have a responsibility to bring something.
我们分享什么？
What do we come to share?
因此我们在平常的生活的里面。
Therefore, in our daily life,
在我们读经的时候
when we study the Bible,
在我们祷告的时候
in our daily prayer,
我们要求主给我们预备一只羊
we need to ask the Lord to help us to prepare a lamb.
当我们经过一个礼拜的饲养
and we will feed this lamb throughout the week.
到了我们礼拜五读经的时候
and on the Bible study on Friday,
你就把那只羊带来了
you will bring that lamb.
这一只羊是我这个礼拜所饲养的。
This is the lamb that I raised up during the week.
因此在读经聚会里面，我把这一只羊来交通给弟兄姊妹。
It is this lamb that I fellowship with my brothers and sisters.
这是我们应当有的侍奉啊。
This is our worship.
如果我们没有时间
，If we did not have time，
我们在一个礼拜里面，我们从来没有读圣经。
That throughout the week we did not read the Bible.
到了礼拜五要来聚会了。
And when it's time to come to Bible study,
这个礼拜五刚好又是我来带查经啊。
And it happened that it's my turn to lead the study, the Bible study.
所以呢，赶快呢，来找一点东西来交通了。
So I will look into some reference so I can have something to share.
看一看参考书。
I'll look into some of the reference.
得到一点东西，我可以讲一讲。
I'll browse something. to bring to the Bible.
这最多不过是你买来的羊就是了。
This is the sheep that you purchase.
这可能你是用银钱兑换来的。
This is something that you exchange with your money.
如果我们每一个人都是这样的话，
If everyone is like that,
我们来聚会从来不准备的。
We come to the meeting, but we are never prepared.
我们就这样的就来了。
And we come empty-handed.
那我们是不是也把圣殿里面变成一个牛羊鸽子充满的地方呢？
Then have we not filled God's temple with sheep and cattle and doves?
因为没有一个牛羊鸽子是我们自己养的。
For we did not raise any of this cattle.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在一个时代。
Brother and sister, we live in such a time.
我们什么都有。
That we have everything.
但是我们就是没有时间。
But we don't have time.
这是一个很可怕的时代。
It's a horrible time.
为什么我们活在这样一个可怕的时代呢？
Why do we live in such a condition?
我们有很多可以节省我们时间的东西。
There are many things that help us to save time.
我们只要按一个电钮就可以洗我们的衣服。
We push a button, it washes our clothes.
我们有这个我们要热东西的只要几秒钟就可以了。
When we want to heat up some food, it takes only a few seconds.
我们有许许多多节省我们时间的工具啊。
There are many devices help us to save time.
但是今天我们最缺乏的就是时间。
But today what we lack is time.
因此我们像当时的以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites of that time.
我们就把许多的事情都浓缩了。
We had condensed many things.
我们减少的是我们给主的时间。
And what we took away was time before the Lord.
我们减少的是我们在这里预备我们饲养我们自己牛羊的时间。
Well, the time we took away was the time that used to tend the sheep.
我们用我们的时间来满足我们个人的需要。
We use those time to satisfy our own desires.
主的需要在哪里呢？
But where is the Lord's need?
因此我们无形当中我们的生活和敬拜与当时以色列人的侍奉和敬拜是非常的相似的。
So in essence, our life is no different than the life depicted in the Bible.
如果是这样的话，
If that is our way,
如果主今天进到我们的里面，
If today our Lord enter into our heart,
他会不会拿起一个鞭子来呢？
Would he not take a cord, a whip made of cord?
我们需要在主的面前来思考。
We need to think about this before the Lord.
当主第二次来到那个圣殿里面
The second time when he went into the temple
这个时候主说不同的话
He said something different
他说你们把祷告的殿当作贼窝了
He said you had turned a temple of prayers into den of robbers
我们主从来不随便说话的
You know our Lord chooses his words carefully
他说这个贼窝也不是随口说的
He called it a den of robbers. That's not by coincidence.
这个贼窝乃是一先知耶利米所说的话。
The den of robbers come from Jeremiah.
耶利米说，他说你们是以色列人了，你们又偷盗又奸淫的。
Jeremiah said, "You have committed adultery. You have committed robbery."
但是你们来到圣殿里面，说我们自由了，我们自由了。
But when you come to the temple, you declare you are free.
你们就把神的殿当作贼窝了。
You have turned his temple into a den of robbers.
以色列人他们是留两个心意。
Indeed, the Israelites had a divided heart.
一方面他们要神的祝福。
On one hand, they want blessings from the Lord.
因此他们要达到圣殿的里面。
So they come to the temple.
另外一方面呢，他们也盼望得到世界的好处。
But on the other hand, they also want things from the world.
因此他们不改变他们在世界上的作为。
Therefore, they did not change their ways in this world.
他们的生活，他们的行为，他们不愿意改变。
In their life, in their behavior, they did not desire change.
他们继续的去追求世界的好处。
They pursue after what this world can offer.
但是呢，他们仍然要回到圣殿当中。
But yet they return to the temple.
因为他们说我们在圣殿的里面，我们就自由了。
Because they declare their freedom in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能这样的来到圣殿的里面。
Brother sister, we cannot come into the temple in such a condition.
我们来到圣殿里面，一定要带着一个愿意被神来纠正的一个心情。
We need to come to the temple with a teachable heart.
如果我们不愿意更改我们的生活行为，
If we are not willing to change our life,
为了要来追求这世界上的好处，
So that we can keep to pursue after the
Lord. 然后我们觉得我们只要来到圣殿来敬拜的话，我们就自由了。
Then I thought we can be free if we come to the temple.
主说这是贼啊。
But the Lord said this is being a robber.
如果我们众人都是这样来思想，
If we're all like that,
那我们就把这个地方当做一个贼窝了。
Then we had turned this place into a den of robbers.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在一个相当的一个困难的一个时代。
Brother and sister, we live in a difficult time.
因为世界的吸引是非常的大。
Because the attraction of this world is great.
而这个吸引是非常不容易来拒绝的。
And this is an attraction that's hard to refuse.
就是世界上最有智慧的人也不容易拒绝世界的吸引。
Even the ones with the most wisdom cannot refuse.
有谁比所罗门王更有智慧呢？
Who has more wisdom than Solomon, King Solomon?
没有人能够比所罗门王更有智慧。
No one has more wisdom than King Solomon.
但是所罗门王受了世界的吸引。
But King Solomon was drawn by this world.
他娶了一个埃及人的太太。
He married a princess of Egypt.
所以他整天与埃及活在一起。
And he lived with the Egyptians.
这埃及的吸引最后就得到了这所罗门王。
And the attraction of Egypt captured him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要知道这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see this clearly.
我们要认识我们这一班人常常受到这个世界的吸引。
We need to realize we are constantly drawn by this world.
今年九月的时候我要去中国。
This past September, I was on my way to China.
我这次去中国的时候呢，我坐的飞机呢，我坐的是普通客舱。
I was in the regular cabin on the plane.
然后呢，我就这次觉得呢特别不舒服。
And it was not comfortable.
我觉得很难受。
It was not comfortable.
我觉得这个怎么上了飞机这么久也没有给我一个热毛巾啊。
I come to the airplane, they didn't offer me a hot towel.
然后突然想起来，哎，你坐的是普通客舱。
Then I realized I was on the 普通客舱。
Economic.
The economy section.
哎，你不是那个商务舱了。
Oh, it's not a business. It's not a coach or business.
所以我就突然发现了，原来我习惯了一件事情。
Then I realized I was used to a certain treatment.
我以为坐飞机都是应该坐商务舱。
I thought everybody is in a business section.
因为在出差的时候，我们都是坐商务舱。
Because when I go on business trips, that's where they send me.
就坐习惯。
And I was used to it.
所以那一次坐那普通客舱，坐得很难受的。
And this time I was in the economy. It was not comfortable.
就在想为什么我会这样。
And I thought, how did I become this way?
我是一个从穷苦的家庭里面长大的一个孩子。
I came from a poor family.
我是不应该有这样的感觉的。
I shouldn't have felt that way.
我怎么会嫌这个地方没有热毛巾？
How can I despise this place just because it doesn't offer me a hot towel?
那是因为我有比较。
It's because I know how to compare.
当我有比较的时候呢，那就是一个吸引。
And when I compare this way, it affects my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这样的比较在我们的周围，天天在这里吸引我们。
Brother and sister, we do such a comparison daily in our lives.
如果我们的心不被主保守的话
，If our heart is not kept by the Lord,
我们的心就往世界去了。
Then our heart will be drawn by the world.
我记得当我们从大学毕业十年以后
，It was a 10-year reunion after our college graduation.
我们收到一个通讯录
，We receive a newsletter.
Directory.
A directory.
这，我们就发现呢，我有一个同学，在大学毕业十年以后呢，他就做了 Motorola 的副总裁。
I found out that one of my college classmates had become the CEO of Motorola. CEO.Vice President of Motorola.
才十年啊
！10 years after he graduated.
他比我们快，我们要当兵两年，他没有当兵。
We had to serve in the military for 2 years, but he skipped over those 2 years.
所以毕业十年以后，我们还不知道在哪里呢。
And 10 years after our graduation, we're all still working.
我同学做了 Motorola 的副总裁了。
But he was a vice president of Motorola.
这个时候，你我的心里面有什么想法？
How do you think I felt at that time?
我相信你们都有这样的同学。
I know you all have such a classmate.
每一个人都有这样的同学。
Every one of you have such a classmate.
或许是在公司做得非常的高。
Either they have become someone who holds a high position in the company.
或者事业做得非常的大。
Or they have a great business.
当我们每次听到这样的情形的时候，对我们里面都有一个冲击。
When we hear something like that, it always impacts our heart.
有的时候我们自己还好，就我们太太说话了。
Sometimes we don't think much, but our spouse will say something.
哎，我们听完了，姊妹也不要这样说哈。
We ask our sister to.
你看你的同学都这样。
They said, "Look at your classmates. Look what they did."
弟兄姊妹，世界对我们天天都有挑战。
Every day, this world challenges our heart.
弟兄姊妹，不是成功不好。
Brother and sister, it is not the success itself. It's not good.
这是我们在这个地上活的是为什么
？But the question is, what are we living for?
我们的心到底是为什么
？What is our heart after?
我们在地上是为了这些事而活着的吗
？Are we living for those external things?
是为了做有更好的这个享受而活着吗
？Are we living for the earthly pleasures?
是为着能够有更好的地位而活着的吗
？Are we living so that we can be more and more respected？
今天我们实在也没有办法避免这个世界的吸引。
Today we cannot shy away from the earthly attraction。
就是连送孩子到学校呢，都会被这个世界所吸引的。
Even as we drive our kids to school, we are drawn by this world。
我们到学校里面呢，看到这个学生的这个停车场。
We go to the student parking lots and we see their cars.
从那边开过去了，很多车都比我的车好的。
As I drove by them, many of them are better than mine.
学生的停车场。
That's a student parking lot.
很多车比我的车好很多的。
Their cars are much more expensive than my car.
所以这个父母在儿女身上那个花的钱呢，是显现他的财力的一个机会啊。
It was an opportunity for their parents to show off how wealthy they are.
那个影响力震撼力相当大的。
Do you think that draw their heart?
所以我们的心一天到晚受这些事情的影响。
So every day our heart is bombarded with this kind of message.
因此我们觉得相当的困难。
And it was indeed difficult.
因此我们里面有这些事情。
All the things enter into our heart.
有这些牛羊各自的事情。
All the cattle, sheep, and doves.
有这些兑换银钱的事情。
The money exchange is sitting in your heart.
我们怎么能够保守我们的心呢
？How can our heart be kept?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们有一个话。
This is what the Lord said to us.
大卫说：“神啊，求你鉴察我。”
David said, "Lord, examine me."
知道我的心思。
Know my heart.
试炼我，知道我的意念。
Test me, know my thoughts.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And see if there's any detestable way in me.
引导我走永生的道路。
Lead me in the way of everlasting.
弟兄姊妹，头一件事情啊。
Brother and sister, the first of all.
我们要把我们的心敞开。
We need to open up our heart.
我们要把我们的心向神敞开。
We need to open our hearts to the Lord.
我们不要把我们的心关闭起来。
Do not close up your heart.
所以我们里面可能有牛羊各自不要紧。
Even if we have cattle, sheep, and doves,
就是有牛羊各自也不要紧，要向神敞开。
Even if we have cattle, sheep, and doves in our heart, we still need to open our heart to the Lord.
我们如果的心不向神敞开
，For if we do not open them,
我们就往下就没有路了。
Then we have nowhere else to go.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们最大的一个难处是我们的心是一个关闭的。
Brother and sister, the most difficult part is that our heart is enclosed.
我们把心关闭起来。
We enclose our hearts.
我们在里面饲养牛羊各自。
We raise our own cattle, sheep.
那外面呢？是外面的情形。
And regardless what's happening outside.
那里面呢？是里面的情形。
We hold on the things that's inside.
我们头一件事要做的就是把我们的心敞开。
Therefore, the first thing we need to do is open our heart.
就算里面有牛羊各自也不要紧，敞开来。
Even if there is cattle, sheep, and doves inside.
如果我们肯把我们的心敞开，我们就有救了。
If you are willing to open out your heart, there's still hope. If we are not willing to open our heart, then forever we're living our old ways. We need to open our heart to the Lord. We need to open our heart to our brothers and sisters. We need to open it to our family. So that we can have our true self displayed before the Lord.
然后我们要请神进来我们的心。
then we need to ask God to come into our heart.
我们要求主像那一天他进到圣殿那样的进到我们的心里面。
We need to ask him to come into our heart, just like the day he went into the court.
因为这个牛羊鸽子是我们自己所不能除掉的。
For this cattle, sheep and doves cannot be driven out by ourselves.
我们的难处是我们觉得我们自己可以改。
We often felt we can change this.
但是这个牛羊鸽子那一天呢，若是不是主耶稣进来的话，他们是没有办法出去的。
But that day, if Jesus hadn't entered into that court, those cattle, sheep, and doves would still be there.
我们必须要请主耶稣来做这件事。
We need to ask Jesus to come and do this work.
若不是主来做的话，我们就没有办法做这件事。
If he wasn't there to do it, we couldn't do it ourselves.
我相信我们常常在主的面前有这样的心愿。
I think we have such a prayer before the Lord.
我们要把我们这个人完全的来归给他。
We want to offer our entire being to him.
换句话说，我们要把这些牛羊的鸽子的事情都赶出去的。
In other words, we need to drive out the cattle, sheep, and doves.
但是我们自己是做不到的。
But this is not something we can do ourselves.
真的是要让神自己来做。
But only God himself can do it.
让主耶稣进到我们的里面。
When Jesus enters into our hearts.
他有办法。
He can do the work.
他能够把那些牛羊鸽子赶出去的。
He is able to drive out the dove and sheep.
所以大卫知道这件事。
David knows this clearly.
大卫与我们没有什么不一样。
David is no different than each one of us.
大卫并不是一个比我们都更圣洁的一个人。
David is not more holy than you and I.
乃是大卫把他的心来敞开了。
But he is willing to open up his heart.
因为这是他心里面所有的不圣洁。
For all the uncleanness,
能够被主很快的就除去了。
It was quickly removed by the Lord.
因此他在神面前能够有一个完全的心。
Therefore, his heart can be completely open before the Lord.
今天我们有没有其他的道路？
Today, do we have any other way?
我们需要常常在主的面前有一个敞开的心。
But to open our heart before the Lord.
让主来对付我们里面的牛羊和鸽子。
So he can cleanse our heart.
我们想起马拉基书里面说的话。
In Malachi, it was said.
他说那天啊，那个主就突然就出现在他的圣殿。
They say, suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple.
他出现在圣殿的时候呢，就像那个炼金之人的火一样。
They say, he will come like a refiner's fire.
就像漂布之人的剑。
Or a launderer's soap.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道说这个圣洁的事啊，是主所重视的。
We know the matter of holiness is important to our Lord.
但是我们这些人呢、啊，对于圣洁的事情呢，我们觉得是很困难的。
But to us, it's a matter of difficulty.
就像我们在家里面清扫一样。
Just like when we want to clean our house.
我们清扫这一边，那边又脏了。
We clean this side of the house, and that side of the house becomes dirty
again. 我们清扫楼下，楼上又不干净了。
We clean up the first floor, and the second floor get dirty.
我们常常觉得要把我们的心来弄清洁是很困难的一件事。
To us, to become holy is difficult.
弟兄姊妹，这个洁净乃是和这个爱有关系的。
Brother, sister, the matter of being clean.Has something to do with love.
当这个神进到我们里面，
when our God enters into your heart,
就像那个炼金之人的火，
it will be like a refiner's fire.
而这个火乃是一个爱的火，
and this fire is a fire of love.
这个火呢，乃是在我们里面来烧那些不洁净的东西。
This fire will burn away the earthly dross.
就像诗歌所说的，这个火要把我们里面的悲情和下品都要烧掉。
Like the hymn said, this fire will burn away the earthly dross.
人不能够来产生这个火的。
We cannot tend to this fire.
人不能够来制造这个火的。
We cannot start this fire.
这个火呢是从主来的。
But this fire comes from the Lord.
当这个火进到我们的里面。
When this fire enters into your heart.
它像炼金之人的火一样。
It will be a refiner's fire.
它要进到我们的里面。
It will come into our heart.
它要找到所有不洁净的。
It will look for all that earthly dross.
它都要把它烧去。
And it will burn it away.
弟兄姊妹，当门徒看见主耶稣的时候，
Brother, sister, when the disciples saw Jesus,
他们就想起圣经上的话。
That's what they remember.
他说他为他的那父的神的殿心里焦急，如同火烧啊。
Say the zeal for your house will consume me.
我们的主的心里面有一团火。
In our Jesus' heart, there's a fire.
这个火让他的心如同火烧。
This fire is burning within him.
这个火让他的心里面没有任何的不圣洁。
It burns away all the unholiness.
因为今天也只有这个火能够除去我们里面的不洁净。
And only the same fire can take away all the uncleanness in your heart.
我们所要做的就是把我们的心向主敞开。
All we have to do is open our hearts.
主啊，你来检查我。
Lord, come and test me.
你知道我的心思。
For you know my heart.
你试炼我。
Come and test me.
你知道我的意念。
For you know my thoughts.
你看我里面有什么恶心没有。
To see if there's any uncleanness within me.
今天有谁愿意向主说这句话呢？
Who wants to pray in such a way to the Lord?
今天有谁愿意在神的面前说主啊，你看我的里面有什么恶行没有？
Who is willing to confess to the Lord to all the evil deeds?
有谁有这样的一个敞开？
Who has such an openness to the Lord?
当我们愿意向神这样敞开的时候，
When we are willing to open our hearts,
神才能够引导我们走永生的道路啊。
And that will be the beginning of walking on the way of everlasting.
我们常常盼望主来带领我们。
We often pray the Lord will lead us.
我们愿意主带领我们前面的道路。
We want him to lead us in the ways of future.
我们愿意神带领我们这个家庭。
We want him to lead our family.
但是我们先要在主的面前让主来查看我们的心里面有没有什么恶行没有。
But first, we need him to examine our heart and our thoughts.
让神能够在我们身上除去那些不洁净的事。
He needs to take away the unholiness from our lives.
但愿在这个年终的时候，
at the end of this year,
我们有一次的机会能够让圣灵来进到我们每一个人的心里。
We have this opportunity to let the Holy Spirit come into our heart.
随着他的心意来检查我们。
May His Spirit examine our heart.
看看我们心中有什么恶行没有。
If there's anything that's undesirable to Him.
有没有什么不讨神喜悦的地方。
If there's anything that's detestable to Him.
当圣灵指出我们的恶行。
When the Holy Spirit pointed out.
我们就像大卫一样在他的面前扑倒。
Then we need to prostrate before Him, just like David did.
当我们起来的时候，我们心里面要充满了喜悦。
And the moment when we raise up, we'll be full of joy.
我们就再一次经历了神的恩典。
For once more, we experience His grace.
这叫做走永生的义路啊。
This is how you walk on the way of everlasting.
我们走永生的道路是怎么走的？
How do we walk on this way of everlasting?
乃是一次一次在圣灵的光照之下，我们悔改在神的面前。
It is step by step that we repent in the light of Holy Spirit.
如果我们没有在主的面前被主这样的光照，
If we don't have such enlightening from the Lord,
我们很可能就像约翰福音第二章里面的犹太人一样，
Then we are no different than the Israelites described in John chapter 2.
我们一年一年这样的来敬拜神，
Year after year, we worship in exactly the same way. We thought we fulfilled God's requirement.
但是其实我们满足我们自己的需要。
But in reality, we only satisfy our own desire.
但愿在新的一年当中，
In this new year,
有这样的火烧在我们的里面，
May we have such a fire burning within.
让我们全然圣洁。
So that we can be holy within.
这个圣洁不是人所能够做到的。
It's not the holiness.Practiced by
这个圣洁乃是那个基督的火烧在我们的里面。
But it's holiness instilled by the Holy Spirit's fire.
是与在耶稣基督里面那个同样的那个火。
It's that same fire burning within Jesus Christ.
要除尽我们里面一切的不洁。
It will take away our uncleanness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主要向我们敞开。
For he had opened up his heart to us.
他已经向我们敞开。
He had already opened his heart to us.
他从来就是向我们敞开。
He had always been open to us.
但是我们愿不愿意向神敞开呢？
For are we willing to open our hearts to him?
求主来检查我。
May he examine us.
看我里面有没有什么恶行。
To see if there's any unclean thoughts in me.
我们能不能够再唱一次，诗歌233首。
Let's sing hymn 233 again.